It's a Pledge Drive edition of This American Life. If you're just tuning in, all this hour, we're offering something you cannot get for most of the Pledge Drive. It's a collection of 48 hours of shows. My favorite 48 hours we have made over the years, handpicked, two for each year that This American Life has been on the air, including this show from 2001. And, okay, this was before the poker craze really kicked in full force with tournaments on TV and all that stuff. And basically, one of my producers, Sterling Kine, and I, we went to the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas to try to understand what exactly professional pokers know about the game that the rest of us who play poker do not know, which turned out to be fascinating, I have to say. But we also wanted to understand, like, who does this for a living? Like, what in the world is that like? And some of the people who do this, the men and women, they're just like business people. They keep track of their profits and losses, and it goes up and down. But there were these two guys during a break in the poker tournament in the bar. Starley and I noticed this guy named Phil Gordon. And for Phil, betting was just part of life. Seriously, he bet on gin rummy, he bet on cribbage, he bet on golf, he bet on backgammon.
I love gambling. You know, I'll gamble on anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like what? What's the smallest thing you've ever bet on?
Well, I lost $5,000 in rock, scissors, paper last weekend.
Wait, rock, scissors, paper, you mean the
rock,
thing
scissors,
you do?
Rock, scissors, paper,
maybe
one, two, three. $5,000.
To who?
To this guy.
This guy turns out to be his friend Rafe. He travels everywhere with him in a free-floating vacation-slash-gambling trip that never ends. Phil describes the strategy of rock, scissors, paper. And really, it's just like poker, he says. You only have three possible options. In one game, it's call or raise or fold. In the other, it's rock or scissors or paper. And how both are psych-out games. And before I know it, we're in the casino bar, and Phil is rock, scissors, papering Starlee for a drink.
She's just gone paper, or scissors followed by paper, which tends to lead me to believe that she's going rock next, just to do the full gamut of the moves. But that might be too obvious for her, so she might double reverse me.
I'll just tell her where you're going to go, and I'll make it
okay,
easy.
I'm going to go rock.
Hey, now you better win this.
I'm going to go rock.
I got money on you.
I'm going to go rock.
People start placing side bets. Phil looks right into Starley's eyes as he declares he's going to go rock, and this totally psychs her out.
I promise you.
Starley gets this look on her face that says, is he going rock? Wait, is he?
One, two, three. Oh!
He did.
He goes rock. She loses.
Now I'm all juiced and I want to keep doing it.
Parents, see how kids get hooked? Anyway, this episode hasn't aired in a dozen years. It's one of the shows in this collection of my favorite 48 episodes that we've ever done that you can get if you pledge now. And as I've been saying all this hour, if you have been listening to this radio station for a while and you've never donated, we created this thank you gift, the 48 episodes. We created it specifically for you, and you can have it for a donation level that is so low. We have never offered it. It's never been offered in the history of the Pledge Drive before this drive. You get all 48 hours of shows for $1, for $1 a month, just $1. What can you even buy for $1 these days? Not many things. Will you even notice that it's gone? And you can support this radio station that maybe you've listened to for years. Couldn't be easier. Just $1. And again, I've said this earlier, this is such a ridiculous offer. We are not doing this for the whole pledge drive. You have to act now. And by that, I mean literally right now, during This American Life, during this show. After that, it's going to go away. All right, here's how to pledge.